Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 254, The Proper Form of Prayer. And it came to pass that, as Jesus was praying at a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Luke 11:1. Contrary to the beliefs of many religious people, prayer is not the natural outpouring of a heart that has received God's saving grace. Prayer must be learned. A person newly converted to Christianity must be taught how to pray acceptably to God. Jesus' own disciples recognized this and asked Jesus to teach them to pray, even as John the Baptizer had taught his disciples. Jesus replied by giving what has become known as the Lord's Prayer. It might better be called the Model Prayer, for that is how Christ intended it. That sample prayer, and many other passages, teach us much about how to go about speaking to our Lord. For instance, Jesus stressed a little later on that in the coming age, the Christian age, all acceptable prayer would have to be offered up in His name, or by the authority of Christ. He said, John 16:23 and 24, Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name? Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Of course, Jesus had already said, No man cometh unto the Father but by me, John 14:6, and this is just as true of approaching God in prayer as it is of going home to heaven with Him in the end. Certainly, though, there is more to acceptable prayer than just praying in Jesus' name. Mark 11:24 reveals the necessity of faith in prayer. What things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. A man who prays, thinking all the while, this isn't going to do any good, but I'll try it anyhow, just in case, that man has no hope of such a prayer being answered at all. James 1:6 says of requests in prayer, Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering or doubting. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. But James also gives another reason for unanswered prayer, besides lack of faith, and shows us a vital element that also must be included in prayer. He says in James 4:3, Ye ask, and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it unto your lusts. And so the Apostle John assures us that this is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to God's will, he heareth us. 1 John 5:14. And he goes on, And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, that is, if we have asked according to his will, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Here, then, are three major elements in the proper form of prayer. It must be in Jesus' name, or by his authority, John 16:23. Requests must be made in faith, believing that God is able and willing to answer our prayers, Mark 11:24. And those requests must be made according to God's will, not ours, 1 John 5:14. God gives us further instructions as to our prayers so we can pray according to His will in passages such as 1 Timothy 2:1 and 2, Matthew 6:5 through 13, and Philippians 4 and 6. Study those passages to come to a thorough understanding of the proper form of prayer.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.